Math.
Word of
Math.
Word of
Math.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. New school year, new locker assignment, which begins the eventual slide into a dark hole for forgotten food and homework. A fast-growing trend is spiffing up middle and high school lockers with locker bling. Decorative wallpaper, shag carpeting, even battery-powered chandeliers. New York Times staff writer Alyssa Gutman is here with us to open the combination on an emerging trend. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
I noticed locker bling at Staples last week. I mean, who knew? When did this whole thing happen?
Well, it really seemed to have caught on last year. That was the year that people from the Upper East Side to rural Texas were clamoring for these locker decorations.
Okay, so apparently I'm a little behind the middle school times. Can you describe some of these blingish items?
Absolutely. They are... Picture a 12 or 13-year-old girl's bedroom, but in miniature. So there's wallpaper that comes in patterns like aqua zebra print and lime green polka dot. There are chandeliers that are dripping with faux crystals and hang by magnets from the locker ceiling, plus shag rugs in colors like bright purple and bubblegum pink. And this year, there are even new products like clocks and locker curtains.
Oh, my. Well, after reading your article, Alyssa, we did contact Locker Looks. That's one of the companies making and selling this pretty high-class locker gear. We asked about what was available, and they sent us on loan some samples that are all, they're pretty much as you described, very girly-looking, very dripping with beads, very leopard-printy. Are just girls buying in?
It seems that that is the case. A couple of companies I talked to said they were looking into the possibility of making locker decorations that might appeal more to boys. But so far, what's out there is very practical and low-key. So it seems like this is pretty much a girl thing.
How much does this stuff cost?
Well, some of the products are just a few dollars, but when you start getting the higher-end decorations, and a lot of them, it can seriously add up. A couple of parents I talked to said they spent around $100, maybe $12 for a locker rug, $26 for a chandelier, $23 for some houndstooth wallpaper. And then when you start adding mirrors and dry erase boards and let alone curtains, it certainly gets up there.
Well, for me, it opens up a whole new area of individualization, but also competition among tween girls. Are schools or educators weighing in on locker bling? I mean, is it okay?
They really do have mixed feelings about that. Absolutely, middle school and high school are times when there is a lot of one-upsmanship that goes on with clothes or with jewelry, or even when schools have uniforms, kids find a way to distinguish themselves from one another. So certainly lockers are a way to do that. It can be something that further drives a wedge between the haves and the have-nots. On the other hand, not every 13-year-old wakes up in the morning and wants to go to school, and maybe anything that moves the needle a little bit is a good thing.
Okay, there's a strategy. Alyssa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alyssa Gutman, a staff writer for the New York Times. There's a link to her article on locker bling at wordofmouthradio.org. And as we said, Locker Looks did loan us some samples of their rather pricey decorations to temporarily spruce up our office cubbies. You can see some totally teeny-bopping photos of NHPR staff desks all blinged out at wordofmouthradio.org.